The next few days on this show would be very, very unfortunate if you missed them. I told you last week, you can't dodge the Hodge, and the gloves are coming off. And I have things that I know from my background that we're going to start throwing out there. I had a lengthy discussion with my mentor's widow, Annie DeRiso. And we have some stuff we're going to bring out with, and also in conjunction with the former NSA took on H.W. Bush, Vance Davis. You've heard Vance on my show, but we're guarded in what we talk about for the most part. Not anymore. Not anymore. Future of this country is at stake. And we're talking potentially hundreds of millions of lives. Just in America alone are at stake. And what I'm going to tell you directly, indirectly affects everybody in this country. And it can't be done in one story. And to those who think they can stop something like this, think again. If you didn't think I took the proper Jeffrey Epstein, I'm really not dead with dead man's switch protections. Yeah, exactly. So, like I said, the next few days would be very, very, very bad to miss. Would you like to know how George Soros got his start and why it was necessitated by someone named Tommy Buckley? Yeah, I bet you would. And you say, really? How about if I told you this was also involved in World Economic Forum? The blackmail and bribing of world leaders and subsidiary programs that went down to the local level. We're going to lay out some of the organizational structure today. I'm not prepared to do a deep dive on, okay, this is how they control state legislatures. This is how they control the mayors, the governors. We're going to hit a little of it, but we're going to come back for more in-depth. And why am I doing this now? And I want you to hear this. This is why I'm doing this now. The world leaders are being lined up against us. And the Chinese moniker phrase that represents the view of the globalists who want to take this country down, they don't want to just take the country down. They want to take you down. Weifang, and I wrote a five-part article about this, five articles in 2017. John Moore and the late Paul Martin, we all covered this extensively. We got a hold of a transcript. It's valid. It's been validated. In fact, actually, things that have come out since are even worse. But in the transcript, Weifang, the defense minister of China, told the Central Planning Committee of China, America's done a lot for us. Technological innovation, before that, they helped us against the Japanese. But we need their resources, and we're not going to cohabitate on their land, and we're going to wipe them all out, to use layman's language. The world is lining up to wipe you out, not just take over your country, which they've already done. You're part of a counter-coup movement, but they are determined to stop this counter-coup. Why would they so brazenly try to kill Donald Trump in broad daylight in such a sloppy plan? Because they're desperate. If Trump gets in and gets his people in and we get behind him, they're in big trouble. They are panicking like no one's business. And it's basically the world versus us, minus Russia. Oh gosh, I'm going to get linked like Tim Pool to Russia. And Tim, I wish you the best of luck. And if there's anything our show can do to help, we'd be happy to. But Putin would like to ally with Trump. I'm not a fan of the Russian culture. I don't dislike Russians, but I don't want to live in that culture. I don't want to live under that government. All increasingly, I am. And it's not Russia, it's the same style, Bolshevik communism. In fact, they're more free with religion and family values than we are. But Trump and Putin together could stop the New World Order. That's what they're most afraid of. That's why the first thing they did when Trump was inaugurated was they went after the Russia. They're back at it again. They're picking people out of the independent media and say, you espouse Russian values, interference in the election, and translation, Russian values, or anything that's in the MAGA political platform. Well, we're going to start exposing things here. And we're going to show you what they really are, who they really are, and what they have done behind the scenes. And Donald Trump will be the first president since Ronald Reagan that tried to take control of his own presidency. Oh, who was before that? John Kennedy. Who was before that? McKinley. And who was before that? Lincoln. This power structure goes way back and goes into European banking, particularly with the well-known Rothschilds, but it's much deeper than that. Now, what do all these presidents have in common? They all got shot. Reagan's the only one that survived. And it's always a lone nut assassin, usually with a diary saying what they're going to do. And we almost had another former president, could be soon to be president again, okay, executed in broad daylight. Yeah. And we're going to tell you why. And we're going to tell you that story from different angles today. This is really a monumental day on the Common Sense Show. And I wanted to get all this out before people are polluted by the debate. The debate will be contrived questions only given to Kamala Harris. The inflammatory, you're a convicted felon style questions will only be obviously given to Trump. Every question given to him will be on, make him on the defensive. Every question to Kamala will be about freedom and joy and strength through joy, which, by the way, if you've done your historical research, you know that's a phrase right out of the Nazis. Tells you what we're dealing with, doesn't it? Hey, I want to tell you before we get into this any further, you need to create the parallel economy. I've told you about Noble Gold. I've told you about other organizations that can make you independent and free. You need food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. We got the food for you. My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply can help you. $300 off the 3 month. They've never done this before. This is unreal what they're doing. They're not making any profit on this, I guarantee you. But they recognize how dire things are, and they're trying to make it as affordable for people to get prepped as possible. We're going to go into planned food shortages. Supply chain's going to be cut off. That's going to exacerbate the situation. And My Patriot Supply says we can help. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, tasty food, 2,500 calories a day because you're eating to survive. You want fattening food. And it's healthy food, but it's food that will put weight on you. Unless you're just trying to maintain because you're being starved in your other locations, like the grocery store. So My Patriot Supply can supply your needs. And if even if all this was imagination and none of this was true, none of this could ever happen. The worst thing that happens is you eat your mistake. It's true. And you need to get prepped. Go to preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. Tommy Buckley. I knew enough not to get into this, but I pretended to be interested because I wanted to know more. In fact, a disclosure that I'm not going to go into very deep, I had some exposure to the creation of the financial institutions that run the European Union, most of it banking and mostly currency consolidation. And it was dirty and it was ugly. And I said, I don't want to be a part of anything like this. And I walked away from it. When I heard about this movement in America a short time later, I said, I want to check this out. And there was a guy named Tommy Buckley that needed support and money to bring his dream of exposure and cashing in of, shall we say, a certificate of interest that really pissed off the globalists. And but he needed some monetary support from people. He collected modest amounts. I don't remember the amounts. I think they were $100, $200. And you can share in this massive certificate when we can bring it to fruition and probably get a third country to cash the check, so to speak. Well, it didn't take the feds long to say, we're on to this guy. I think I'll tell you this, though. This certificate, actually, it was a series of certificates, was valid. They were real. And he came into them from an Indonesian businessman who was doing work with the version of the globalists of that day. And they pissed him off. And he was supposed to distribute some of these funds for reasons I'll talk about in a minute. And he said, screw you. And he called Tommy Buckley and said, you want a piece of this action? Yeah, it's kind of dangerous, Tommy. Okay, let me show you. I'm going to show you the end chapter to Tommy Buckley. There was a movie made when I was a little kid, and I was pretty fascinated by it. It was called Lawrence of Arabia. And they started the movie out by showing that he died in a motorcycle accident. And they wanted to end the movie that or start the movie that way because this man was such, well, he was revered as a hero that they didn't want to end on just such a sour note. So let's get the bad out of the way first and let's build the legacy. And that was how the movie was constructed. I'm actually going to duplicate that process right here. As you can see here from News Channel 10, I think this is out of Amarillo. Man convicted on federal charges kills himself. Tommy, a man convicted of more than 20 federal charges, has committed suicide. The Amarillo Police Department says they were called to a home on the 4800 block of Aberdeen Parkway Thursday morning on a call of a suicide. The deceased man was Buckley. He was recently found guilty of using fake certificates of obligation worth trillions of dollars. He was expected to face sentencing sometime in the near future. An autopsy has been ordered for Buckley, but police say there is no foul play involved. I guarantee you there was foul play involved. Buckley's federal public defender, Bonnie Gunder, says it's a tragic loss, and they didn't go any further. She was shaking in her boots. Hey, listen, I was a close observer of what was going on at this time. And we're going to hold this for a second here because I want to show you something else here. And this is off the charts weird. Okay, I'm going to show you a second article here. And this also is out of Texas. It's called the Desert News. And I'll read to you from it. Tommy Buckley has been trying for 3 years to cash a $278 billion, yes, billion, actually it was 1.6 trillion, treasury note, which the government calls a clumsy phony. Now a federal judge has dismissed his lawsuit, and she said she'll punish his lawyer for filing a frivolous claim. There was nothing frivolous about this. This certificate was real. Let's continue on with this. Buckley, an Amarillo, Texas entrepreneur, got hundreds of supporters to pressure the government to honor this claim. No bank around the world would cash this because they were afraid of retribution from America. Okay. He published a newsletter called Treasury Gate and opened up special phone lines to encourage followers who flooded news media with letters. But it came to an end this week when Judge Diane Gilbert Weinstein of the U.S. Federal Court of Federal Claims throughout the suit and chastised Buckley's lawyer, John Didway of Lubbock. Buckley said it all started when an Indonesian businessman asked him to redeem 16 certificates totaling 166 trillion. The paper got it wrong. It was 1.6 trillion. Yay. I know. I've seen the paperwork. I chose not to become involved in this because I knew this is how it was going to end up. The note involved in the lawsuit was dated 1955. The $278 billion represents an amount in excess of the federal debt, four times the federal budget for that year, Weinstein said. So they're saying just based on sheer numbers, we can't honor this. Well, first of all, people, that's all bullshit because they print money in Western countries because they've gone off the gold standard for decades. And the petrodollar was the operative backing agent at that time for the US, as we know. It's now in severe decline. But we know for a fact they would just print money out of thin air. And this thin air was thin air money that was created was used to bribe people. I'll get to that in just a minute. The note involved in the lawsuit was dated 1955. The $278 billion represents an amount in excess of the federal debt, blah, 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 blah. Says this Indonesian man promised him a 3% fee, $8.3 billion for cashing the certificate. But they had an agreement. He said, I don't think you're going to be able to publish or cash this anywhere around the world. But you're going to have to get the U.S. courts to make the U.S. government honor this because it was the Federal Reserve printing the money that created this. Okay, that's something you don't get into in this article, but it's something I know for a fact. Now, this lawsuit was thrown out. Buckley said Greenlight had 2,500 members, and he said they're not investors, they're just members of the Greenlight Trust, participants in the legal action. Because when they print this kind of money out of the Federal Reserve, what does it do to the value of the money in your wallet or your bank account? It goes down, right? So there was damage done to the American people, and that was the basis of the lawsuit. The lawsuit was valid on its face. This judge was obviously a crony controlled by the globalists because these certificates were real and they represented the printing presses that cause inflation. Yeah, you get the idea. Okay, I think you're beginning to follow what I'm saying here, and we're going to expose this a little more fully. Okay, I'm going to show you here another article, and then I'm going to show you the actual court case. I'm going to read to you here part of this, and then I'm going to explain, and you'll go, oh my gosh, Dave, I get it. So if you stayed with me this long, you're about ready to take the first step into having your mind expanded and how the financial world really works internationally, and how so many world leaders, which are really all of them, are controlled. Okay, as they were talking about the indictment that will come against Tommy Lee Buckley, a quote here from the article from the indictment. It says some of these certificates were drawn to the U.S. Treasury and made payable to the heads of state in foreign countries. Some were drawn on foreign financial institutions. In fact, in 1991, Buckley attempted to obtain a receipt from the Federal Reserve Bank in Dallas for a counterfeit certificate in the amount of $33 billion payable to Saddam Hussein. Saddam Hussein was paid to go to war with Iran, plain and simple. And this isn't the only place you'll find this. I have seen this in numerous locations. In fact, we were sending third-party arms to cover our tracks to Saddam Hussein. Now, we cover this up today because we had to invade Iraq because Saddam Hussein was turned into a villain of convenience because he houses weapons of mass destruction that we never found. Yeah, exactly. The power of Iran had to be neutralized to help Israel. We wanted Israel to be strong because of the original threat of a Soviet invasion in the Middle East, and they'd have been the rapid deployment force, so to speak, to counter the invasion. Okay, Iraq would have gone after Iran, which was allied with the Soviet Union, and they wanted to weaken them militarily, hence the reason for filtering this money. Well, this Indonesian businessman was in charge of monetizing this particular certificate, and when they pissed him off, he gave it to Buckley and says, go and redeem it. Now, listen, Buckley was gullible. I'm going to tell you right now, this is why I backed away and had nothing to do with him. He was gullible and naive. And the fact that he walked into the Federal Reserve Center in Dallas and tried to redeem the certificate tells you how unsophisticated he was. But I can't tell you this certificate with Saddam was real, but I do know there were such certificates issued to people like Idi Amin. Yeah, that's who we do business with. Going way back to Nasser of Egypt. I know about those things. And so did Tommy Buckley. I don't think he fully appreciated what this was about. This was an international money printing, money laundering scheme to bribe world leaders to do what they wanted to do. Now, you say, aha, I kind of get it now, Dave. Let me help you get it more. Mark Levin has written a book. You know, Fox News, Mark Levin, one of the few guys on Fox worth watching. Mark talks about the laundering of money to pay off US officials. And he said, this goes global. It's exactly what this is. Mark Levin knows what I know. I don't know if he knows about the history of this Greenlight group, which was really a joke. But in the midst of the joke, the punchline is actually real. And there's one more thing to talk about here. Next, I'm going to talk about a press release coming out of the Department of Justice in the Northern District of Texas with U.S. Attorney James Jacks. Okay. Federal grand jury indicts Amarillo man running bogus investment scheme called Treasury Gate. Now, listen, Tommy Buckley, and ignorance of the law and ignorance of reality is no excuse for criminal behavior. And clearly, I could see how a case could be made against him for criminal behavior. He indeed was onto something. This is real. But he had no chance of doing what it is he's going to do. And it's always been my belief that this Indonesian man used Tommy Buckley to create chaos in the United States. Look at tying up some of the justice system here. And he wanted to create chaos because he wasn't happy with the percentage of return he was getting when he would issue a note of bribery to a world figure to get what they wanted to do, like Saddam Hussein. And I can't remember if he's paid 3 points or 4 points, but he wanted, I remember in the discussion I had with Tommy Buckley once, he wanted 8 points. This made a lot of sense. And this was, I'm going to sit out a training camp for, if you don't renegotiate my contract, says a pro athlete. Okay. It was that kind of little pissy fit that this Indonesian man had. By the way, Tommy Buckley was murdered. I'm absolutely convinced that because he did know too much from what he found out. He had no idea what he was stepping into. And I told him when mutual parties brought us together and said, you know, Dave has done some work in this area before. And so I agreed to talk to him. And I told him, I said, man, you're barking up the wrong tree here. I said, all right. He's like, I'm going to burn your house down with you and your family in it. That's exactly what I told him. I said, you need to back away from this. These are things beyond your control. And I said, if you think they're going to let you monetize this, you're out of your freaking mind. And he got really defensive, and it was his dream. I'm gonna realize billions of dollars. Now, what he realized was his own death, because in the process of doing this, and I don't think he thought he was defrauding anybody. Give me $100, and I'm going to give you a percentage of what I get. And he also said there was no guarantee. He told me, he says, I tell everyone there's no guarantee, but I'm confident that we can do this and you'll get a percentage based on what you give me. He needed operating funds to support him to do the investigation, the legwork, and hire the lawyers. That's not fraud. That is not fraud. But to the federal government, it was fraud. Because now you're getting into one of their deep state secret cows on how they control people. Now we get to get down to the nitty-gritty. Legislators across the country, 2,400 of them at a pop. National Governors Association. You want to know how bad they are? They've actually planned for a contrived water shortage in Arizona. Yeah, I didn't think we'd find out about that, did you? And our own governor at the time, Big Sis, Janet Napolitano, who ended up becoming the DHS, head of DHS, and she made a joke of that. They had to get rid of her. They put her into running the university system in California, where her mission was to put communist ideology and Marxism all the way through their curriculum. But nonetheless, all our legislators and now our board of supervisors are part of this. Now, let me tell you what Buckley accomplished. He forced them to change course. Let me give you an example in recent history. In 2008, hacked emails revealed that East Anglia University and Penn State University were doing fraud with data to make the public believe global warming's real and we're going to heat ourselves out of existence. And the real data showed something different, and it was contained in those emails. So they had to change their tactic from saying it's global warming to climate change. If it's cooler, it's climate change. If it's hotter, it's climate change. It's about wealth redistribution, people. That's all it's about. It's a scam. Now, the same kind of psychology was used right here. Tommy Buckley's work was profound. Not that he was sophisticated, he was really a country bumpkin out of his league. Seriously, you talked to him for 30 seconds, and I knew he didn't know the first freaking thing about international finance. However, as he got lawyers involved and he convinced the lawyers this was something to do, then doors started opening, revelations came forward, certificates started appearing like Saddam Hussein's name on it. And then some whistleblowers came forward who had been defrauded in some of these deals. Tommy Buckley's work, as unsophisticated as it was, forced them, just like the climate change scam artists, had to change tactics. And they went from using certificates of bribery to bringing in George Soros. And you hear this all the time. George Soros sponsored DA. George Soros, he even sponsored a person who became sheriff in Maricopa County, $2 million for his campaign. Katie Hobbs, Secretary of State, $2 million before she became the illegitimate governor because of voter fraud. These people had to change how they bribed Americans to get what they wanted, but they also do this internationally. You ever wonder about sanctions and how they arrive at sanctions? And you go, Dave, it doesn't change any behavior. No, you know what sanctions do? They go to foreign corporations and they sanction them. And they have a political reason, short of war, that they're going to stop the evil they're doing. This is all propaganda. And then, meanwhile, competing corporations emanating out of America, okay, now benefit because their competition's basically put out of business. That's the purpose of sanctions. It's not about political motivation to do the right thing. It's about helping your elite donor class realize profits, and they're using people like the State Department and the presidency to do it. Are your eyes opened at all now from this? And folks, I'm just getting started. This is not even halfway through chapter one of how this game is played. Let me give you an example about how bad the National Governors Association is. And they bring all the governors together and they propagandize them and they incentivize them. Doug Ducey, Arizona governor, 2017. He's one of the keynote speakers. He gets up and he says, and by the way, the equivalent of the Chinese Chamber of Commerce was in attendance. And he said, "We in Arizona love doing business with China," who, by the way, threatened to nuke us four times in public that year. "And they love to buy from us our rare earth minerals that they use for their military." Yeah, I don't think it's much of a stretch to say that's a treasonous act. It's a treasonous statement. And it happened at the National Governors Association. And these people are incentivized to do these things. Now, why would they want to do these things? Because there's people behind the scenes in the deep state whose corporations make a shitload of money on these kinds of transactions. It's really a simple game. And so you ever wonder when you say presidents are, you hear this, presidents are selected, not elected. Yeah, that's true. And when the presidents get in there, they always got the meeting with Kissinger. Remember, Trump was going to put Hillary in prison until he met with Kissinger. Oh, yeah. Well, there's no Kissinger now, but there are guarantee there's still forces. I think Obama has taken the place of Kissinger. This is interesting. Now, this brings us to a central understanding here. This is where you need to press your ear real close to the speaker. These people in the world are lining up against Donald Trump. They've already tried to kill him. They've tried to frame him. They've used lawfare, the media, who's owned by the deep state. They vilify him at every turn. And you know why? Because when he gets in, the proverbial meeting is not going to take place, because Trump is going to say, big middle finger to you. He's going to start dismantling the deep state by getting rid of the sacred cows like Rosenthal, People in Justice. He's going to clean house on the Justice Department. He's going to have corrupt judges that make these corrupt rulings about elections investigated. In fact, we know that Roberts of the Supreme Court, Chief Justice, is compromised. I wouldn't be surprised to see an investigation there to get him out. This is why they want Trump dead or in jail. Trump has, let's put it this way. I won't call him a narcissist because he shows empathy. And he does. He does. He's been very, he was very concerned about the firefighter killed at Butler. And that wasn't fake. So he has feelings. He's compassionate. In fact, he cares more about the American people than any president we've had since Reagan. But I'll say that with Trump, he wants to build his legacy. And I believe that legacy is he wants to go down in the history books as the second George Washington, the man who saved America from fall. But to do that, people, we're going to be fighting against the entire world. It's a divided 5% of the world's population fighting against the 95. This is why I tell you to share this work with liberals. And the Tommy Buckley case is just one example of the deep state and how it was born and modified and so forth, and how it maintains control. If you look at members of Congress, most, not all, most are seriously compromised. You ever heard of ALEC? American Legislative Exchange. 2,400 legislators from across the country brought together pre-written legislation as they wine and dine and say, well, we're going to get this person in your state to donate this much to your campaign and this much to donate that much. And here's your new legislation. This is why when they do smart growth in Wyoming, it's exactly the same as Arizona or Missouri or Florida, because it's pre-written by the globalists at these kind of organization. Then there's the town or the League of Mayors. They do the same thing. And this is all George Soros tentacled. And he goes in directly to influence elections by throwing a boatload of money into it. And this is how he also gets people like Cori Bush elected, Kathy Hochul elected. Kathy Hochul couldn't get 40% of the vote in New York. But with the help of Soros allies and manipulating a machine or a ballot here or there, yeah, this is how you get these kind of leaders. Wasn't it interesting that Gavin Newsom was recalled by a huge majority? I think it was 70%. And yet he won the recall election against Larry Elder, a good man. He won the recall election by, I think it was about 65, 70%. It's called a rigged job. And it's people like Soros that grew out of this Tommy Buckley green light. We got certificates to bribe everybody. It's, yeah. And you wonder about your inflation? You don't know the real figures behind inflation. You're being lied to every single day. But I'll just say this: the floating of this kind of money, printing presses to black ops projects from the Federal Reserve, it's driving down the value of your dollar. Not only is it compromising our national security, your constitutional rights, it's also wrecking the money supply. And they don't care because CBDC waits in the wings. This is your morning briefing. I hope this has made some sense to you. I showed you documents. If you watch visually on screen, you can do your research. Tommy Lee Buckley, the Greenlight Group. And I think you'll see, oh, I get it. But remember, that's no longer in existence. They don't do certificates like this anymore. They often will call it foreign aid, or they launder money through third-party sources like HSBC Bank. That's a whole nother story into itself. We'll see you back here next time. God bless.